You're listening to SBS News.
Australian marathon swimmer Chloe McArdle has just completed her 43rd crossing of the English Channel, equaling the world record for most number of channel crossings set by British swimmer Alison Streeter in 2004. The Melbourne-raised Sydney-sider completed the grueling 34-kilometre swim from Dover in the United Kingdom to Calais in France in a time of 10 hours and 54 minutes. McArdle returned to the UK by boat and took some time to recover on the shores of Dover.
It was a really tough swim. The tide was very strong, the highest tide of the year. It was running at 11 kilometres an hour. I had to swim against it all day. It made finishing the swim really tough, and the swim took about an hour and a half longer than it would on a better day.
The English Channel is a challenging swim with a number of variables at play, from changing tides adding extra distance and waves often reaching 2 meters in height, to the busy stream of cargo ships and ferries crossing daily. Another concern was hypothermia, which McArdle was hospitalized with in 2011.
And I actually got smacked by a wave at the very swim start after I'd officially started. So it was too late to restart, lost my goggles and swam backstroke the first 400 meters and waited until they found me a spare pair of goggles on the boat.
McArdle had been training for this swim for 2 months, prepped to not only battle the high waves, but windy conditions as well, making this swim particularly satisfying to complete.
I was just in awe and shock that I can finally have my name against Alison Street, an amazing marathon swimmer.
The swimmer will take to the water for one more crossing, number 44, to break the world record, possibly as early as Monday. If successful, she'll be crowned Queen of the Channel.
As much as I love Alison Streeter, I'm still looking forward to notching one more, getting the world record outright and bringing the title home to Australia. So I believe that swim will happen within a week, most likely this Sunday night, Australian time, as a swim start, or possibly as late as this Wednesday night. But super confident it'll happen within the next 7 days.
Last year, McArdle broke the men's world record of 34 English Channel crossings when she completed her 37th swim. She became the fourth person and the only Australian to complete a triple non-stop crossing of the English Channel in 2015. She was the first person to do so in 25 years. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.